This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He is the writer of the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Did you have a good Thanksgiving week?
I did, and I hope our listeners from last week learned some Black Friday tips and get to enjoy the weekend.
On Thanksgiving Day, I did see Lincoln.
Okay.
And you saw it over the holiday weekend as well?
I saw it the Friday after, I guess. And yeah, I thought it was very good and a little nervous at first. I thought, oh, another Steven Spielberg movie. But after the first 10, 15 minutes, you sort of sink into it. And from there on out, I thought it was very well done.
And Daniel Day-Lewis, a front runner for Best Actor?
Oh, yeah, I think so. And, you know, winning that third one is always tough. And him and Sally Field both would be going for their third. So that would be a strike against them. But the other one, look out for is Tommy Lee Jones. He was excellent. And
right.
He only has one. So
Right. Maybe
he can get his second. But it's a good movie and it's worth your money to go see.
All right. This is the time of year when many people start making their best of lists for music. You're interested in some people that were in music this year, but not necessarily people we're all familiar with.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, and next week the Grammy nominations come out.
Which is earlier than it has been in the past. I mean,
yeah, and they always do like a big CBS-type concert to unveil them, probably because it's cheap, and so they throw this concert. And we know some things. We know that there's no Adele this year. There's no like central presence, but we know that a lot of people, Frank Ocean, Florence and the Machine, Gautier, they were all big this year in their respective categories. But the one that always strikes me is Best New Artist.
Which can always, it's a strange mix. You look back at the history of who's been named Best New Artist, of course, infamously, Milli Vanilli, Taste of Honey, remember them?
Mm-hmm.
Boogie, Oogie, Oogie.
Mm-hmm.
But then occasionally it's, you're quite pleasantly surprised a couple years ago when Esperanza Spalding, this jazz artist, was named Best New Artist.
Yeah. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised about that. I just wonder, like, for a recording academy, that their music in general is dying in numbers. I mean, they could have maybe promoted somebody bigger. I don't know. I think it is smart to record. She's clearly the best musician there, but when have the Grammys ever cared about that before? They do have a history of, for every Toni Braxton or Maroon 5 or Norah Jones, you've got these Paula Cole and, some people that you just, Shelby Lynn, people that are more obscure and then they just kind of go away. And if you look back in history over the people that weren't even nominated because of whatever eligibility, like Lady Gaga, or they were nominated but they lost, like Kanye West and the Dixie Chicks and these people who became mainstays of the Grammys, it's really bizarre, that particular category.
It's an inexact science is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, who do you think might get nominations for Best New Artist this year?
Well, it's important to remember with the Grammys that, you've got these voting bodies all over the country. So the Nashville music people will want to put somebody in there, New York, London, Los Angeles. And also remember that they try to have like one or two rock, one or two R&B, a classical or jazz, a country. So I would think this year, if you were looking at the possible contenders, we already mentioned Gautier.
Mm-hmm.
That song, Somebody That I Used to Know.
Great song.
Now and then I think of when we were together, like when you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still.
Yeah, it's bound to be up for Record of the Year, and probably Song. So I would think that they're a pretty strong contender. Frank Ocean, a hip-hop lyricist, poet, is bound to be up for Record of the Year or Album. So I would think that he's probably on good ground. Paul Sheeran, who's a British artist that I really like, he hasn't had the kind of success here that he had overseas, But he could potentially get in there, as could Fun. You home tonight. I would think that the country music crowd is going to put in somebody like Hunter Hayes, who's kind of their version of Justin Bieber, much, much more talented, but a teeny heartthrobby, or the Lumineers, who are a great kind of folky country group that could get in there. Hey! Ha! I've been trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life. Ha! I've been sleeping here instead. Hey! I've been sleeping in my bed. Ha! Sleeping in my bed. Hey! Ha! Ha! So show me family. Hey! All the blood that I will bleed. Ha! I don't know.
The 5th is when the nomination concert is.
On CBS.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.
Hello, this is Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz every Friday night from 10 till midnight. On this week's program, I will once again feature an interview I did a week or so ago with jazz trumpeter Sean Jones. We'll hear how he came up singing in the choir at the church to a career as a leader and a band member of the Lincoln Jazz Orchestra. Also, in the second hour of the show, we'll hear music from Mal Waldron and Karin Allison, John Abercrombie, and much more. That's Shades of Jazz every Friday night from 10 till midnight.
This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville, and Garfield.
Garfield, right on the border. You asked a question yesterday. We were giving away 4 tickets to any area Malco movie theater and a wonderful edition of the Tim Hertz calendar, the 2013 edition.
Yes. The Prairie Grove Battlefield is holding a reenactment of the battle that was fought there 150 years ago.
Yes.
And that's this weekend.
Yes.
So my question has to do with the battlefield. Right. How many buildings that are currently there were actually there when the battle was fought, when the original battle was fought?
Everyone who answered did answer correctly.
And the answer is one.
One. And it is the?
Borden House.
The Borden House. Johnny Bowen is randomly selected from the ceramic cow, and he actually named the structure.
Right.
And we gave a bonus, didn't we?
Which means he gets 6 movie tickets.
6 movie passes and a 2013 Tim Ernst calendar. By the way, the Tim Ernst calendar for November of 2013, a wonderful picture from the Pea Ridge Battlefield Park.
Right.
Gorgeous picture. Let's give away a couple more tickets quickly.
Okay.
We'll give away 4 more tickets, another Tim Ernst calendar. We'll do this on Monday. You've got until Monday to answer at ozarksatlarge@gmail.com. If I told you I was going to meet you at the 7 Points in Fayetteville, where would you meet me?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. This one's a little tougher.
I might be late.
You might be, because it goes by a more familiar name.
Okay.
We call it something different, but 7 Points was the original title. I'm going to meet you at 7 Points. All right. ozarksatlarge@gmail.com for the tickets and the Tim Ernst calendar. Ozarks at Large, a production of KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Have a great Friday.
Happy Friday.